Welcome to Showdown. I'm Mark Kaysen, and this is definitely the Ides of March, which, as you all probably know, was not a really good day for Julius Caesar, but I think the rest of us are doing okay, and we seem to be getting through it. Of course, Nathan Wade didn't survive it, but he'll be okay. And the next thing is, what happens to Fonnie Willis? But the answer is, so far, that Fonnie Willis did survive all of this, and it looks like she's going to go forward, and she'll handle the case in Fulton County. Now, the good news is that she won't be obstructed in any way from moving forward with the case and handling all of the various criminality that Donald Trump has gotten involved in with regard to the officials in the state of Georgia. On the other hand, there are a couple of things that are still hanging out here for her. As an example, what's the Bar Association going to do? How are they going to view what the judge said this morning? Because that business about the odor of mendacity doesn't really sit well with anybody. It's been talked about today at length, and certainly anybody that wants to get Fonnie Willis, that person is going to be happy about what the judge wrote. Anybody who is on the side of Fonnie Willis is going to say really what I'm going to say. First, this lady, she has worked very hard to bring a very important RICO case against a very dangerous person for the United States of America. She has put this case on the table, and she has worked very hard to get this to where it is right now, until she made that personal error of getting involved with somebody in the office. That was not smart. That's not smart. We all know that. Anybody knows that. And she should have known it. However, it wasn't against the law. And the judge has made it very clear that he's not even slightly concerned by what she did with Nathan Wade. What the judge is concerned about is, did Fonnie Willis actually testify honestly? And here's a problem for her or anybody else. When you put your hand up and say that you will testify honestly in front of a court, you're supposed to tell the truth. And I realize that people have lied forever. But if you get caught, there's a big price to pay. You have to tell the truth. Now, you can lie about things that aren't material. That's true. But you're not supposed to lie about things that are important to the case. And I want you to remember that, Stephanie Harmon, for the future. Right? Can you hear me, Steph?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, very good.
Good evening.
Yeah, good evening.
Happy Friday.
Yeah, right. You know, it's the Ides of March, right? That's the day, you know, that Julius Caesar got aced, you know. And so that's number one. And the second thing is, as you can see, it's sort of a casual day.
Yeah, because you're missing something.
Yeah, no tie. And you
see, I'm trying to look around that microphone.
Yeah.
Like you will.
Yeah, listen, I wasn't worried about being choked. So it wasn't.
Well, you know, casual means that you don't have to button it up to the top.
Oh,
Mark.
Yeah. Well, it's not buttoned.
I couldn't see.
No. I got that under control. No, so, you know, I was just talking about what happened with Fonnie Willis, which worked out exactly as we had talked about, which is that she survived the case and she will go forward as the prosecutor. No doubt, Nathan Wade didn't make the cut. He's gone.
Yeah.
And I said from the beginning, I didn't like the guy. I really didn't like his attitude. But that's another story. She'll be fine. Look, Donald Trump got a tiny bit of what he wanted, and really so little that it really doesn't even matter, because this case is going forward. She is going to push as hard and fast as she can to make this thing happen before the election. Everybody agrees, probably won't happen. We just gave up 2 months.
Yeah, did you see that Vice President Pence is not going to support Trump?
Oh, yeah, what a surprise. Look, there are a lot of people who aren't going to support Trump, but one thing for sure.
But wasn't that his little partner?
Yeah, well, until the people wanted to hang him. And then when they wanted to hang him, you know, Donald said, well, he deserved it. So, you know, I suspect that probably played a role in diminishing the enthusiasm of Mike Pence for Donald Trump. But, you know, somebody else will have to figure that one out. But
right.
But anyway, you know, I was already saying the Fani Willis does have one problem. She's got to hear any possible complaint from the Bar Association, because the Georgia Bar could say, you know, it was written in the order, you know, this thing about an odor of mendacity, meaning that, you know, it was sort of a hint that she might have been lying. And you're not supposed to lie in court, and certainly not if you're a DA. But nobody is. Nobody is. And I can tell you that, you know, I've been in a courtroom, and you know, the people, I was the plaintiff, and the defendant lied. I mean, just flat out lied. And
somebody lied on you, Mark?
Yeah, well, you know, no big deal. I mean, first of all, we won. Okay. It was.
I'm sure, because yeah, that doesn't even sound like something that you would be involved in.
Well,
but okay.
Yeah, Horton and I had sued these attorneys, and in any case, they lost. You know, it was 12-0. You lose. Okay. And so, you know, I know what it's like being in that courtroom, and I know what it's like to hear somebody lie on the stand. And these were attorneys who lied. And
you know, everybody lied.
Well, but you're not supposed to lie when you raise your hand in the courtroom.
Yeah, that you're supposed to tell the honest to God truth. But, yeah, you know, some people just feel like once they tell a lie, they have to keep up with it.
Yeah. Well, I think that Fani may have told a little bit of a fib. I don't know. But here's the thing. Who cares, really, if she was sleeping with Nathan Wade? But, you know, she's been put through unbelievable hell. And let's face it, it's worse than what we're even talking about here so far, because, you know, the death threats are a gigantic part of what's happened to her. You know, they threaten her all the time. They threaten her family. They threaten anybody near her. They threaten anybody involved in the case. They threaten to kill people. This is Donald.
Of course.
You know, and so, you know, you've got to wonder about where we are in the country. Because, you know, somebody will say, well, Donald didn't do it. He doesn't control these people. But, you know,
the scary thing is that.
Yeah, go ahead.
To hear a threat like that coming from Donald's people, per se.
Right.
Is very scary, because as we see, you know, they trampled the White House and everything else, you know, and then, I mean, it's been a whole lot of things, you know.
And let me point this out. Donald has never said, please don't threaten these people.
And he won't.
No, I'm just saying, you know, if he claims that it's not him, okay, he could do that. But if one time he got up in front of a camera and said, you know, don't do it. That, at least he could do that. But no, not even that. So so I say that it comes from him. You know, just like, you know, Hitler. I mean, that's the same thing. You know, when John Kelly says that he was told by Trump that he loves Hitler, and listen, we haven't heard Donald come back and say, I don't want to hear one more word about this because I have nothing to do with Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
No, not a word. Didn't say that John Kelly was a liar. Didn't say John Kelly was a liar. Didn't say anything.
You were swerping down. I have a Rottweiler and the dog is this little.
Your dog is agreeing with my point.
Apparently she is.
Yeah, exactly. So
you Mama.
Know, so again, I'm just Come saying, here. You know, clearly Donald didn't even say Kelly's a liar. I never said I'm in favor of Hitler. Didn't even say that. So,
right.
You know, it's not good for him. And listen, he is going to go forward in a case in Georgia, in Florida, in New York, everywhere. I mean, there are four cases where this is happening. And none of this is stopping. And I left out Manhattan. So, you know, all of this is getting him. And there's no end to it. Except, let me add this. Here's a problem for you. This is in Florida. This is an interesting problem. You know, yesterday, Judge Cannon, Aileen Cannon, said that the filing that Donald made to the court asking for the case to be dismissed, that filing was not going to lead to a dismissal, that she was not doing it. However, she then said, come back later if you like and raise the same issue once we get to the point where we're looking at the jury. Well, this is a big problem, Steph, because in saying that, she's left out one point, that if she dismisses the case right now, well, then Donald is still in trouble because they can refile the case. They can refile it over and over again. And she knows that the 11th District will take her off the case.
Mm-hmm.
However, if it gets in front of a jury and then they ask for it to be dismissed and she agrees, then double jeopardy applies. And that means it can never be brought again. It would let Donald off the hook. So here's the deal. And I don't know the answer to this one. I'm no attorney. But I can tell you that Jack Smith had better get to work on a plan, because if he doesn't get on this plan, the day this gets in front of the jury, Donald is going to jump back up with his request for a dismissal, and she's going to give it to him. She just told you that she's going to do it. She's invited him to come back, but only after the jury's in place. I'm telling you, she wants to end this case, and Smith has got to act.
Well, then something has to be done with her, because because basically she didn't already made up her mind on what she's going to do with this whole case, which she cannot do, judge or no judge. That's not her place.
Well, she can do it, though. She is following the rules. There's only one thing that Jack Smith can do right now. But he doesn't want to do it, and I understand why. He could go to the 11th District right now and
have her disbarred.
And no, ask her to be replaced.
Okay.
Replaced. But the problem is, he's only speculating at this time, In other words, he goes to them and he says, look, listen to her words. I suspect that this is what she's up to. And the 11th district, first of all, could say, nah, you know, we're not doing it. There's not enough here. Okay. And then Jack Smith finds himself into more of a fight with the judge. But see, I'm going to say at this point, you got nothing to lose, pal. Go to the 11th district because they're telling you this case is over unless you do something to remove this judge. So you got to do everything you can or else.
Yeah, it's over before it began. That's sad.
Yeah. So this is difficult. Now, I will say a lot of people get upset about this, but my response, honestly, it is the rules of our system. And if you take advantage of the rules.
Well, you know what? The system sucks. Right.
No. The system's really great.
Yes, it does.
Well, look.
For who?
Okay.
Who is the system great for?
Okay.
The rich or the poor?
Okay. So let me tell you what you just said. You just said correctly exactly what Al Sharpton said this afternoon. I mean, you're right. He said that if you are wealthy in America, you can pull this routine that Donald did. But if you're poor, if you got no money, or and you have no position,
you're done.
Yeah, exactly. You would find yourself in jail right now. So there, that's true. But I'm going to say, Steph, that it's still a great system because you just got to find some way to get some representation. And I know that it's not simple, but what are you going to say? Are you going to say if you're poor, you've got a different set of standards than if you're rich? I understand we do. Yes.
They have a different set of standards if you're black and if you're white, Mark. I agree.
It works out that way.
You know everything that me personally have been through. I say I have looked at things very closely. And coming from a family of legal and justice and so on and so forth, I really have seen both sides.
Yep.
And when you can compare a woman who deliberately went out and killed 2-3 people, and her bond is like $250,000, and somebody else go and kill somebody, one person, and their bond is $500,000 because they're black. Come on now.
I agree. And there have been efforts to even the playing field on this, and they're still not working. It still doesn't work. That, you know, when it comes to poor and black people and Latino also, you know, they are not treated the same as somebody like Donald Trump. Even if
our prison systems show it in numbers.
Yeah, even
there's
if Donald
more
Trump,
blacks and Latino than it ever will be a white person in the prison system.
Even if Donald Trump's broke, he's not being treated as broke. So I agree. Now, let's back up a second on that. Look at the cases where in New York, Donald has been held accountable. $90 million in the E. Jean Carroll case.
Okay.
Almost $500 million in the fraud case in the state of New York. Letitia James brought that. So, you know, there is accountability. And unfortunately, it doesn't always work out quite the way we want it. But at almost 600 million. Okay.
Yeah, 600 million.
Almost 600 million, 590, whatever it is. Donald is in trouble, may lose his entire company. And if he's not careful with this E. Jean Carroll thing and they get an injunction against him next time, he could still end up in jail on that case. And
but you know what? This is America. He could sit up here and have all of that against him and go and file bankruptcy and still have a lot of his.
No, no. I'm not on this. Can't file bankruptcy on this one.
If he don't have the money, what is he supposed to do?
Well, let's put it this way. In the case where he put up the $90 million, there's no bankruptcy there now. That he didn't put it up, but somebody co-signed for it. So that deal is done. That $90 million is now in place for E. Jean Carroll. Okay, now.
Yeah, but the $500.
Okay, so here's on the $500. Let's see, what is today? The 15th. So in 9 days, if he doesn't come up with the bond for the, or it's got to be a bond because he doesn't have the money. So if he doesn't come up with the bond in the state of New York on the $500 million, Letitia James is going to start selling all of his properties. It's the end for him. Maybe he will file bankruptcy, but he'll have nothing left. He'll be wiped out. And that's good. So that's all I'm saying. He will be.
Yeah, but I don't believe that he'll ever be wiped out. I'm telling you, even if he filed bankruptcy, he's going to come back somewhere, somehow. Trust what I'm telling you.
He's not allowed to even to be in business in the state of New York.
That's in New York.
Well, it's important to him.
We still got 49 other states.
His business is in New York. That's where his business is.
I'm just saying, Mark.
Whatever it is. I don't know what his business is. He's a mob boss. I mean, that's what his job is, you know. So anyway, I'm just saying this. Yes, the system has got flaws.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we all should hate to see a regular person mistreated when some criminal maniac can get away this far with the things that he's done. But I'm telling you that it's still closing in on him from all directions. And for example, you take the criminal case in New York, in Manhattan. First of all, there's a 30-day delay now. Okay? That's what it looks like it's going to be. 30 days. 30 days we can handle. Because the trial will start, instead of March 25th, it'll start April 25th. That's okay. Donald was trying to make it 90 days, but that's not where it's headed. So a 30-day delay, that's okay in New York. That'll still go forward. That'll still be litigated before Donald gets to the voting booth. So and that's what he's just trying to delay all this so he can get to the voting booth. But if they find him guilty in Manhattan, it's a big problem for this man. Big problem. So okay. So first of all, we're gonna get something to eat here for a second. It's 4:30. So we wanna eat just, you know, a little bite to eat. Like, not a lot. Like, for example, all the smoked meat you can find. Yeah, just a little bit. All the smoked meat, you know, all the wings. Okay. And pizza and, hamburgers, cheeseburgers,
salad,
baby back ribs. just a little. We don't want to, don't want to eat too much, you know. Okay, so that's Wendy's, and that's at 18,000 Chesterfield Airport Road in Chesterfield Valley, and it's a great place to eat. And don't forget the phenomenal owner, Ben, who is right there waiting for you. Yeah. So yeah, that's the deal, and. We got some visitors. That's okay. So anyway, again, my emphasis here: go to Wendy's and enjoy the. the great food and company, and you will love it. It's a fabulous restaurant. Now, I'm going to send you down to see Al over on 4506 Hampton, and he will talk to you about all the great jewelry. In fact, I was down there today, and he had so many pieces of jewelry on his desk, it was making me nervous.
You didn't pick me up a friendship bracelet or anything?
I'm telling you, he was trying to sell me stuff right there. He was trying to get me to buy things for everybody. But anyway, I can just tell you right now, Al is another great one, and he is at 4506 Hampton, and that's in St. Louis. Great jewelry. They'll buy and sell coins and so forth from you. You know, it's just good business at right. Jewels on Hampton, 4506 Hampton. Now, here I am very casually dressed this afternoon.
You got on jeans.
I do have on jeans. And, yep. I didn't get the jeans from the St. Louis Suit Company. But I did get this. Mm-hmm. Now, by the way, you're going to have to tell me. I don't know. Can you tell what color this is?
It looks like it's brown.
Yeah, see, I'll tell you, this thing, I think it changes colors.
Sometimes it's either dark brown or it could be a green, a dark green, or I don't know. But it looks brown.
Okay, so now I'm hearing brown. Okay. I'm hearing more brown. But let me say this. I've been told gray. I've been told, I mean, my eyes say purple, but I guess that's not true.
Then what color is your shirt?
Blue. Well, that's easy.
You sure?
No. But I've been told. So anyway, Charles Bohannon says
it's brown.
Brown. Thank you, Charles. Okay, if you insist. I mean, all these people here are saying brown. Maybe it's brown. Just
exactly.
Doesn't seem like it to me. But look, I'll tell you this. It's micro suede. It's really nice. And it's from the St. Louis Suit Company. And in fact, I was in there today and I saw Jay, the owner. I saw Jay and Nick, the owner and his son. And and I said to them, you know, you got to love what I'm wearing. And they laughed, you know, because they know it's, you know, one of their pieces. But anyway, St. Louis Suit Company is on the corner of Forsyth and Central in Clayton. And it is a great place to buy suits and sport coats. And you can't beat the ties. $5 for a silk tie. And Charles Bohannon, listen to this. You'll never believe this one, but you should go down and try it. Now, I mean, I don't want you to be hurt, but, you know, if you go and get a tie just like this, not the one I'm wearing, but just like what they sell, if you get those ties from Donald Trump, first you'll pay $50, and you probably don't want to do that if you can buy it for $5. But beyond that, you get the Donald Trump tie, and it actually chokes you. Yeah, it's a special added attraction that Donald likes to throw in there. Anyway, a lot of silliness. Forsyth and Central, and that is the St. Louis Suit Company. So let me go back here and say that there's another problem for Fonnie Willis before we move on from Fonnie, and that is that there are ethics panels that may be looking at her also. The ethics of what she has done involving her engagement with Nathan Wade, and then also, most importantly, you know, what she testified at the trial. And let me add another thing. You know,
I have a question. Can I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead. I'll tell my other. Go ahead. Question.
So you mean to tell me that you cannot have a relationship with another attorney that works in the office? I mean, I know you're not, we say, you know, you don't sleep where you eat, you know, but if these are two grown adults, and if they didn't, you know, if they were holding themselves professionally at work, et cetera, whose business is it? I'm not understanding.
Yeah. Well, obviously, allegations have been thrown out here with regard to why they were together and why they were pursuing this case together, as if perhaps they were doing something to benefit themselves. And the judge said, no, that's not going on here. He was more worried about what happened once it got into the courtroom and people were testifying, because you can't lie. That's the problem. So, you know, Donald threw out all this other nonsense. And you're right, Stephanie, whether they were sleeping together or whether they were riding in the car together or going out horseback riding or whatever the heck they were doing, it doesn't change the fact that Donald picked up the telephone, called the Secretary of State, and asked the Secretary of State to make up some numbers to try to get him to win the election.
I just don't get it.
No, you're right. The judge didn't say that was an issue. In fact, the judge said it's not an issue. But the issue is, if they'd have walked into that courtroom and said, you know, we did it all. We went out together. We bought dinners together. We did everything you said.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. See you later. Judge would have said, okay, nothing.
That's
here.
What people do that's in a relationship.
They
did not deny that they were in a relationship.
Yeah, but they sort of fudged possibly the dates of when. And they allowed Donald to get them into an argument over when all of this took place. And once that happened, there was the possibility that they were lying. And you're just not allowed to lie. And if you're
okay, so in other words, if I forgot that we started seeing each other in January and we actually started seeing each other in June, that's a lie?
Well, if it's material, and in this case it was material based on the accusations from Trump, and all they had to do is say, all these dates are correct. However, we weren't doing anything wrong. Certainly nothing that affected Trump. And then that would have been fine. It would have all gone away. But they got into all these details, which, like the judge said, he's not convinced that they were telling the truth. Not that it matters. Not really. But it matters based on the allegations that were thrown out. And so they needed to address those allegations rather than possibly fudging the dates. Maybe they didn't. It's possible they did not. But if it gets in front of an ethics committee, or if the Bar Association digs into this thing, they're going to try to find out if the truth has been told here. Now, beyond that, it looks like she's in the clear. That's a lot, but beyond that, she's in the clear because there is an election that she's going to face in Fulton County, but she's very popular, so she's going to win that. There are also some investigations that are being raised by different political people in the state of Georgia. Those are probably going nowhere, but it'll still bring all this right back up to the surface again. Because they want to get her. I mean, they just do. And you can understand why they want to get her, because they want Trump. And Trump certainly wants to survive all of this outside of the Gray Bar Hotel. So that's where we're at. It's a little sticky.
It's a mess.
Yeah, yeah. But she at least got the go-ahead from the judge today. And I'm sure that she is going to push as hard.
I was happy to see that.
No, that's for sure. No, that was very important. And you know, in all honesty, throughout this entire thing, You've never heard one word about what Donald has done and whether he's in trouble.
Because we can't keep up with what Donald has done.
Well, that's
shoot, his list is bigger than an encyclopedia. What we got?
Yeah. Well, that's what he hopes. Okay. I mean, that's what he absolutely hopes. So he's hoping that he can survive all of this in a way that would never really look in detail at what he has done. But
how old is Donald?
Well, he's going to be 78 in a minute.
But he got 1 foot in.
Well, he does. And of course, it doesn't help him that he's way overweight. And you can see he's sweating profusely. You know, what's his name? Joe Scarborough calls him Fat Elvis. So, you know, but look, all the name calling in the world is meaningless. Because the truth is, this guy has broken laws tremendously.
Yeah, but beyond belief.
Yes, but here's another point.
And has gotten away with
it. Well, no.
Up until this point, okay. He has gotten away with it in the past.
Up until this point. But look what happened. In 2019, that's 5 years ago, the case was brought against Trump by E. Jean Carroll. 5 years. Mm-hmm. Now, if the Justice Department had been on this earlier, we'd be all the way down the line there. So you got to put some of it on the Justice Department for not doing what they should have done. Because they could have taken action earlier. These cases could have been far down the line. They might have even been litigated by now. But they allowed this time to slip.
And that's what I was telling you, that the justice system is not truly justice. It's only justice for certain people.
Yeah. Look, that's absolutely true. But only because Donald has the resources. I'm not going to say he's wealthy, because he's not wealthy. The man, I'm telling you, the man is broke. He couldn't come up with $90 million, and he's not going to come up in 9 days with $500 million. This man is broke. He's going to get somebody to stand up for him. Now, that's what's going to happen. You know, somebody's going
to
say,
well, they would be an idiot to put their money up for this man.
Well,
because they're going to lose their money.
They're going to lose their money. No, that's a good point. They're going to lose their money. But they may be willing to lose their money because there may be something Donald is promising them that makes it worth a $500 million risk.
Yeah.
Now.
A double sale.
Double sell.
A double sale. There you go.
No, that's
Two twin beds right next to each other.
No, that could
or be. Or some bunkers.
That could be. And the other thing, of course, is it might be money even coming indirectly from Vladimir Putin. You know, let's not forget, and everybody forgets, no one talks about it anymore. But the Mueller report identified 144 illegal meetings with the Russians. 144. I mean, we're not even talking about it. There's no case being brought over any of that. I mean, all of that has been shoved way into the background somewhere because people are afraid that it's an unwinnable situation. So
but what if it was you or what if it was me?
Be in jail.
Up under the jail.
It wouldn't take 144. Wouldn't even take 44. It wouldn't even take four.
Exactly. Yeah, one time to get caught. Mm-hmm.
No, that's absolutely the truth. No, that is the problem here. But in the case of E. Jean Carroll and the state of New York, they have begun to get a pound of flesh out of this guy. True enough, right? you know, over $500 million and some teeth additionally behind all of this. So it's not true when people say he just gets away with everything. No, he doesn't get away with everything. He didn't get away with this in the two civil cases, and he's not going to get away with it. It's coming down on him in a way that is going to take his business away. And you could say, well, what does he care? He thinks he's going to be president. I got people all day telling me he's going to be president. That's all everybody says. He's going to win. But they said it in 2020. And guess what? He didn't win.
Did you see SIEU yesterday?
Tell me.
They endorsed Biden.
Interesting.
That's a lot of money, a lot of votes.
Yeah. Well,
that's a huge union. So yeah.
But here's the problem. A lot of endorsements for Biden, a great speech at the State of the Union, but there's one thing that he can't erase. He's old.
So
am I. But here's the point. They're looking at him and they're saying, this man's too old. Because you know what they're afraid of? They're afraid of Kamala Harris. That's what they're worried
about. Afraid of her for what?
That she would be the president.
If he died?
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's the issue here, Stephanie. I mean, all the time, 25 years, I broadcast with Onion Horton.
Mm-hmm.
I learned all of my lessons very well because Onion always said that any time that you can't figure something out, just look to see if there's some race there. Because that'll explain everything.
That's true.
And here it is. Because
right, because we discussed that the other day. You know, they're not ready. They're not ready for that.
You know, well, not ready. I mean, if the vote is there, they're going to be ready. Right now, she is unpopular in the country. Why? I don't know. She's unpopular. But, you know, the things that are...
I don't hear much about her. I really don't.
Well,
I don't hear much about her at all, what she's doing. She's not really in the news in regards to anything. And to me, that's a good thing.
Well, she's more in the news now. And she got in the news yesterday because she went to that Minnesota Planned Parenthood facility. And she stood up for women in a way that no president or vice president ever has in our history. No,
she should have.
Yeah, well, she did.
And
let me tell you, there are some people who are angry about that.
Is it the Catholics?
No, that's not the problem. No, that's not the issue. the issue is not that. The issue is Trump people who don't want to see anybody black anywhere close to that White House. So that's big. That's very big. And certainly, look, women are going to vote in a very big way in the coming election on behalf of women's medical rights. Right? I mean, they are. You know, and I know people say that abortion word, but I wish everybody would stop saying it because it's not about that. It's about women's rights to be treated properly in a doctor's office. And that it starts with, you know, women, black women, certainly, facing, you know, very high levels of mortality when it comes to, you know, trying to just bring a child into the world, you know, three times the level of white women. Three times. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter whether you're wealthy or whether you're poor. You could be a wealthy black woman and you still have three times more possibility of losing your child and maybe your life. This is not good. I mean, this
You know, the country has been doing this for centuries. They brought the drugs into the low poverty neighborhoods, into the black neighborhoods. So how do you think the guns got there? They brought them there.
Yeah.
They want to see us basically kill off each other. So, and you know, then you have the women, because the women populate. So you don't want them around. I mean, look at the history. Stephanie, it is what it is.
There's no doubt about it, but the thing is, on every level in this country, people need to speak out. And you know, certainly there aren't a lot of left-wing shows that are out here talking about these things. There are lots of right-wing nuts who are on the air everywhere. You know, the main shows, like you take somebody like Joe Scarborough and Mika. You know, they're out there doing this, and they're bringing all the people in, and they've got 4 hours in the morning, and they've got a tremendous following, millions of people. And you know what? It still doesn't get through very well, does it? Okay, but you still have to get everybody out here on every level. You could be the biggest show on MSNBC, or you could just be local radio, local internet, local television.
African Americans have been raising their voices for centuries.
Okay, but
we have not stopped. We're still raising our voice.
Okay,
and we're still not getting any justice.
Well, wait a second. In 2020, Donald Trump was beaten. And by the way, let's go just 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, this guy Swazi in New York, he won that special election where everybody thought that he could be in a lot of trouble. I mean, he replaced George Santos, you know, a complete liar. But still, he had to get the support of people in order to win. And what did he do? He used immigration. He went and told the story about what Donald Trump did to kill the immigration bill and what Joe Biden did to try to get an immigration bill with Republican and Democratic Party support. And he used that story to get himself elected. So my point is that you can win. And you know, with that in mind, and I don't know if you've heard this one. Did you hear about Ray Hartman? Okay. You know Ray, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Ray Hartman, former owner of the Riverfront Times, started the Riverfront Times, used to be on Donnybrook, used to be on a couple of different radio stations around. He's pulled himself out of everything. He's off of all the airwaves, which he has to be, and he has now announced that tomorrow he's filing papers to run for the 2nd Congressional District in Congress. So he's going to run against Ann Wagner. And you know, it's not easy. This is Missouri. I mean, this isn't like, you know, Ray Hartman can just walk in and say, I'm here, and everybody's going to say, come on in. No, there are a whole bunch of people who are going to have to be convinced of this. But again, I'm just making the point. If you will stand up and fight back, you know, there are ways to do this. Now, frankly, I have thought about that seat. See, I think he could win. I really do. I think if I told Jamie, anyway, I talked about it on the air, and I have said I could win that seat. I think I could win that seat. But I have to tell you, in the long run, I decided it's better to be on the air and making the arguments than messing with this congressional stuff. I think that Ray Hartman can win. Now, the question is, does he have the sense to pick the right issues and wrap them around her? And certainly Trump is one. I mean, that's the big fight here. You know,
right.
Now, the other thing is, I would use Hitler. I mean, I really would. You know, and so, I mean, Ray's Jewish too, but it's not about being Jewish. Nobody in the United States of America supports Hitler. So, you know, here's a man, Donald, who has said to John Kelly that he supports Hitler. So all I'm telling you is that if I'm running for office, I am absolutely going to use this. I'd use it big time. I'd use it all the time. Now, I'd also use what worked in New York. I mean, if New York was a winner over the border, over the immigration business, then do it everywhere. And plus, on top of that, women's rights. Because there's no question.
You have like a top four. You have women's rights. You have the immigration issue and the border. You have health care, which is part of women's rights,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
And then you have the gun laws. And you have the drugs.
Yeah. But some people on the gun laws, some of those people, they're going to have a problem, okay? Because there are a lot of
people. Well, you know, that's because it's not happening in their backyard.
Well, exactly. But all I'm saying to you is that we know women's rights are a winner. The border has become a winner for the Democratic Party. And that's so ironic because, you know, 2 months ago, if you'd have said the border was strictly a Republican issue. They could win. But suddenly, because Donald Trump ruins everything that he touches, But, you know, here we are. And now the Democratic Party has the advantage on the border because they tried to pass a bill. It was a Republican bill. The Republicans came up with this. Langford from Oklahoma, Senator Langford, he worked on this with the Democrats, got the right issues, and everybody was ready to sign off on this thing, and it would have been a big win for the Republicans that had gotten what they asked for. Joe Biden was ready to sign it, and look what happened. Donald steps in and says, "Don't do it. I'll lose my issue." So here they are in serious trouble now. They've already lost one election over it. And there are undoubtedly more to come. But there's one thing for sure. Because we saw the results of the State of the Union. We saw the polling after the State of the Union. The polling for Joe Biden was terrible. I mean, he did a great job. Everybody knew that. But see, he can't get past the fact that he's old. And people are worried about that. They're worried he won't survive 4 years. Even if they think he's got enough strength and he's smart enough and he's articulate enough, even if they heard that speech and they thought it was good, they are absolutely not being moved because they are saying the man's old.
And they don't trust the co-pilot.
They don't want a black woman in the White House. There's no way. I mean, what, like we talked the other day, you know, my kids at school, you know, they may be talking about how she's light skinned. Okay. But I'm telling you right now, that isn't flying with white people in America. They see Kamala Harris as a black woman, and that's all they know. And they don't want that. So that's all.
I feel like this. You got your pilot, you have your co-pilot. So if your pilot dies, then you have your co-pilot to continue on. So then it's like, okay, well, you don't want them in there. Then who the hell gonna fly the plane?
Stephanie, they just want at the moment. They're
all these other idiots gonna get together and try to figure it out.
Listen, the Republican Party is trying to figure out how to get Trump elected because that's their guy. That's all. That's what they're stuck with now. They don't have Nikki Haley. They don't have anybody. They certainly don't have Chris Christie. They've got nobody. Maybe Nikki Haley will run as a third party also. See, that's the other thing. We don't know how that's going to work out. So, you know, Nikki Haley, RFK Jr., you know, Jill Stein, that's going to hurt Joe Biden. Okay. Cornel West, not going to get many votes, but that's going to be something. I mean, the point is, there are a bunch of people out here that could pull votes from both of these guys, and then we have to see where we end up. And I know some people said to me today, you know, if you win the presidency this year with 35% of the vote, that may not be so great for the country.
All I can say, Mark, is if you vote, count your blessings. Just count your blessings. Because if it was me, I personally believe that Joe Biden is going to outlive Trump. I honestly believe Joe Biden will outlive Trump. Okay, mark my, remember I said that Joe Biden will outlive Trump. So you need to think about they need to think about what they want, because at the end of the day, they might put that man in there and a week later he might kick the bucket. Then what you gonna do?
Well, I have no way of judging the medical issues, but
I'm not either, but I can guarantee you Joe Biden gonna outlive him.
Well, I will tell you what I've said in the past. I have said, and I don't know if you've ever seen a movie called White Heat.
Yes, I have.
Okay, so you know, James Cagney was standing up on top of the oil wells and basically committing suicide and screaming, Mom, I'm on top of the world, right? Okay. I have predicted that's Donald. He climbs up on top of Trump Tower and jumps off head first because he thinks it'll be an excellent end to this reality show that he's done here, and it gets him out of all his legal problems too. So maybe you're right, Steph, because I would go for that one rather than the medical judgment, because I just can't guess that one.
Okay. I just think that the man's going to outlive Trump. I'm telling you.
Yeah, well, yeah, maybe.
He's going to be like a Jimmy Carter. He's going to be like 99.99.
it could be.
I'm telling you.
It could be. Okay, but I'll tell you this. If you want to continue to outlive everybody, here's the way you do it. You go to Wendy's, get yourself some great food.
Yes.
You go to Al over at Jewels on Hampton and go buy some great jewelry for your woman. Okay.
Exactly.
That'll keep you healthy. Okay. And finally, you go get some really nice clothing over at the St. Louis Suit Company, because if you do all three of those, you will find yourself healthy, wealthy, and wise. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So
I agree with you.
Have a great weekend, Steph.
You do the same.
This is Showdown. I'm Mark Kaysen.
I'm Stephanie Harmon.
Good night.